Today's episode of the Teamwork Online webinar series is presented by ScreenSkins, the number one branded screen protector. Appreciate their support of the podcast, and they allow you to personalize your screen protector with custom or officially licensed designs that disappear. Get yours today by visiting screenskins.com and use the code LIFO24 at checkout for 20% off today. Again, the code LIFO24, LIFO24 at checkout for 20%. Enjoy today's episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode. As you think about, look, there's the networking piece you mentioned. Marissa, obviously there's, you know, getting involved with different internships, like you mentioned, Brian volunteering, et cetera. But what's most important? Like, if you were to say, hey, between networking, internships, your grades, and I know that the answer is going to be all of the above, but if you actually had to pick one and focus on, hey, this one's going to lean more into benefiting you getting your start into your career, internships, grades, or networking, which one would you focus on and why? Marissa, we'll start with you.
All right. Pressure's on. I think I would start by saying that one of the most important things I learned as an athlete, I was so fixated on my stats and like how I was doing. And the truth is that now in my career, like my stats and my batting average and what I did at that moment really doesn't matter. It was more about like who I became through that process. And I wanted to lead with that because while grades are really important and having maybe X amount of internships or, you know, feeling like you need to stack your resume to have all these experiences, I actually would start with like, take care of your business in the classroom, take care of like what those priorities are, but focus more on the potential and what you're learning and what you're, who you're becoming through that process. I would say if you're taking care of business in the classroom, or in my case, it was class and sport, and same with my colleagues here on the panel, then it's an opportunity once you have those things set to really dive into other experiences. We try to lead with that with our student athletes. One of the things I notice everybody faces is there's so many choices, the paradox of choice. You have so many opportunities. It's stressful. It's inundating. It's like, how do I choose? Kind of going back to like what really matters. What are my goals? When can I make this happen? And diving into doing a really good job at that internship. So I'd say starting with, to answer the question, because I know that you asked a question, Jake, is starting with like really doing a great job with that internship or experience. I really like Cal Newport, the author. He talks about like being so good they can't ignore you. Really do a great job where your feet are, even though there's so many other opportunities. Do a great job, make an impact there, and that's going to help build the network. So that leverages into the second point is really immersing yourself in the experience. You've now made some great contacts that are part of your network and fostering that network, which is only going to take off from there.
Brian?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it will probably differ for each and every one on this call, and due to what situation you're in. But for me, I think overarching philosophy or concept here is the skill sets that people are looking for, or grade point average or network. I would kind of, overarching message here would be the best people go above and beyond in whatever they do. So that's what people are looking for. That's going to get you where you want to go, going above and beyond. So that can be at the internship level, that you have 10 things on your major responsibility list and you do 15, right? You add value to the team that you're on for those 3 months, right? Whether it's grades and you're a typical 3.2 student, can you get the 3.5, right? And then the networking, how can you start creating structure right now, the network, in a purposeful way, not in just the, you know, I always say quality over quantity. I'd much rather have 10 really, really strong contacts than 100 people that I know okay, right? Those 10 strong contacts are going to be the people that help me get to what I need to get done. And so if I had to pick one off of that overarching message of go above and beyond, I'd have to say the internship as well. And I would put a caveat in there, Jake, volunteering as well. If you can't get an internship on that team that you want, volunteering at whatever level that is that you can, is just as important or just as impactful than an actual accredited internship. So that's the one I would say, because you can network in there and utilize your skill set in that. But again, go above and beyond in whatever you do. That's what people are looking for.
I think it's important to understand that everybody communicates differently too. And that's a combination of a couple of things, right? Like, one's the mode. Are you communicating face-to-face? Are you communicating via email, text, phone call, Zoom, handwritten note, whatever it might be? The second piece is the conciseness and or how you're getting your message across, and then how is it perceived, right? And then also who's involved. How do you CC somebody? How do you BCC somebody? Like, who gets actually added onto a chain? All these different things that are super small nuances, but if you can figure out how to learn them before you get into the working world, or at least ask people, hey, how does this work in your organization? Or what's the philosophy here of a department-wide email versus, you know, leaving certain people off, or, you know, one-off emails, whatever the case might be, you know, you've got everything from, you know, Slack and Teams and group chats and this, that, and the other. Quite frankly, it can get very, very overwhelming, right? And so how do you, between the, you know, if you're on your computer and you've got the email thing pinging because you've got new emails in, then you've got a group chat thing going on here, and then your phone's ringing, and then you've got a text, right? Like, how are you prioritizing what you're getting to and who it's from and how, and the conciseness of the message, right? If you're trying to schedule something, you might go via text, versus if you need to get an attachment and or, you know, email information that you need to get across in a concise manner, but something that could be forwarded, you might go an email. Face-to-face might be needed because of the situation of the conversation from an empathy perspective, whatever the case might be, right? Like, the examples go on and on. But Rachel, I'll go to you, and Brian, if you have anything to tag on to that, because I know you brought it up. Just what you've learned so far about the communication piece, because I think that is a huge one that probably isn't taught in school, right?
I think that this is, to your point, not taught and spoken about enough. And then, you know, this is, you don't learn until you kind of fail and you go into organizations and figure it out for yourself. Something that your great conversation right there, Jake, reminded me of was for an exercise that we did for my soccer team in college. We all took a strengths profile, and I remember like not understanding like why we were doing this. Like, let's just get back out on the pitch. But like, we had these great sessions where we all just like took this profile and unpacked like what, you know, are all of our different communication styles. How do we like to, you know, communicate, and how do we like to receive feedback? Obviously, we applied it to like how that was, you know, helpful or could hurt us on the pitch. But then that's something I was able to take with me moving forward, because like, I learned about myself, like I like direct communication. I don't want to wonder. I'd rather be just told immediately and be able to react accordingly. Like, that's not the case for everyone. So something that I always do when I'm, you know, sitting down with a new boss, someone who's going to be managing me, one of my questions is always, how do you like to be communicated with? And it's okay if they're not the same. It's just great to know, like, if they are more of a person that, hey, I'm never going to check, you know, our internal team's communication, you know, platform, just shoot me a text or call me anytime. Or rather, like, I just want to receive an email. Like, that's the only way I'm going to communicate. Like, it's just helpful to know. And then reverse, like, they can learn what works best for you. Maybe as you're someone who's managed, you have to adapt a bit more than someone who's being the manager. But regardless, like, you know, talking about that and being on the same page early about it can only lead, you know, to greater communication down the line. But this stuff isn't taught for the most part in college. I think something super helpful for me in college, in one of my entrepreneurship marketing classes, my professor actually made us make LinkedIn profiles during a class and threw up examples on the board, and we would all go through it as a class and talk through like the little things that you would never think about, like, oh, like the recommendation section. Like, that's actually a really good section to go to your past employers, even if it's someone you, you know, scooped ice cream for that summer, just so they can speak to like how you were as a team, how you contributed, how you worked. Like, that was something I would never have thought to try to beef up, or even just like how important, like, you know, your title is for people trying to like search you and find you, or the information you put that tells your story in a small blurb on your profile. That was really, really valuable, and something that I don't know if everyone has the opportunity to do. All of that to say, yeah, communication is king. And I think just having a conversation early with the people, your peers and the people that are managing you, is helpful. It's a great thing to talk about, especially if you have different communication styles.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to today's episode. And I just want to give a quick shout out to ScreenSkins, our presenting sponsor of the Teamwork Online webinar series, the number one branded screen protector that allows you to personalize your screen protector for custom or officially licensed designs that disappear. Get yours today by visiting screenskins.com and use the code LIFO24 at checkout for 20% off today. LIFO24 at screenskins.com at checkout for 20% off. Thanks, everyone.